Exercise 3, page 118.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for coming today. My name is Brendan Scott, and I have over 15 years of experience in communication management. Now, unfortunately, it isn't always easy to get on with other people. But when we do have disagreements, if we learn to communicate with each other better, we'll sort out our differences much faster and much more easily. So, today, I'm here to talk to you about some communication techniques that you can try using when you are involved in a conflict with someone. Now, the best type of communication involves a lot of listening. Lots of people think that they are listening, when really they are thinking about what they are going to say next. A really good thing to do after someone has finished speaking is to repeat what they said back to them. That way, they know that you are paying attention to them, and will be more willing to listen to you when you start explaining your point of view. Another good tip is to use I messages. What this means is saying things like, "I feel unhappy and frustrated when this happens," rather than, "You're wrong." If you always blame the other person, they may feel attacked and become angry and defensive, and this will not help you sort out your differences. A common mistake is not taking responsibility for your own mistakes. Don't be afraid to say, "I know you only acted like that because I was being unreasonable." This shows maturity and often encourages the other person to be kinder and admit their mistakes too. As a result, you begin to understand each other a bit better. Remember that the best solutions are often a compromise. It's not about winning an argument, but making sure you are both happy with the outcome. Thank you very much for listening to me today, and I hope my suggestions help next time you have a disagreement with someone.